Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
In the earliest days of my pastoring, this Sunday, Transfiguration Sunday, was on a lectionary calendar once a year on August the 6th. Think about that. And if in those days the 6th of August didn't fall on a Sunday, we didn't celebrate it. And I, one time during that period, those first 5 years in the ministry, on the 6th of August, I was confronted by Transfiguration Sunday. And I recall as a young preacher struggling to understand the images of appearance on the mountain of long dead characters from the Old Testament. And Jesus appearing with his clothes and his face glowing with the brightness of the sun. And a voice from heavens, reminiscent of Jesus' baptism. This is my son, with whom I am pleased. And I struggled with the images of the supernatural. I worried about the meaning of the glowing face of Jesus, connecting it to Moses coming down from Sinai, glowing with the presence of God. And then in 1979, that's 5 years into my ordination, lectionary reading similar to the three-year format that we use now, with little change today, moved Transfiguration, yep, that's the name, the narrative of today's Sunday to one Sunday before Ash Wednesday, almost on the opposite side of the calendar. And we celebrate it every year because it is assigned every year. It took a little while for all of this to sink in on me, and then I realized that it is showing me the way to Easter. And if it is showing me the way, maybe it was getting Peter and James and John the way through the months of Easter as well. With that all said, in 4 days, we will be reminded of our human frailty on Ash Wednesday. Under the calendar that we use, it's that way every year. But before the darkness of Lent, we find ourselves in Epiphany light one more Sunday. 6 weeks under the light. Oops. Of a star. You could be forgiven for joining the disciples in wanting to hang on to the light, but there is a bigger light on the way. Raised to bring light to the world, now a transfigured promise. Come together toward the cross. It's the only way to get to Easter. Jesus came to the mountain, and with three of his disciples, touched them. Get up, do not be afraid. And then they raised their eyes and they saw no one except Jesus. The whole disciple thing, the shepherds didn't know what to do. How about we build some shelter and think it over for a while? But no, Let's get at it, Jesus says. Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. There on the mountain, there would be the ancient characters of Elijah and Moses, and Jesus glowing with the light of the sun. And Jesus said to them, and God spoke. The Father speaking from the cloud reflects Jesus' baptism. This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. In 4 days, we will be reminded of our human frailty on Ash Wednesday. But before the darkness, we find ourselves in Epiphany light. 6 weeks under the light of the star, you could be forgiven for joining the disciples, not wanting to hang on to the light. But there is yet to come a bigger light. Come together under the cross. Weeks ago, Jesus had gone to John the Baptist, but it was the voice of God in a cloud that we remember. This is my Son. And then we looked at the light through the eyes of the Old Testament prophet. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And then 2 Wednesdays ago, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught the disciples and challenged them with their mission to change the world, to bring healing and life to the frail and the weak and the most in need. And then last Sunday, Jesus, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill. And he charges his disciples to let the light shine through them, making it clear that we carry the light of the world filled with darkness, with our kind of darkness that needs the light of Jesus. Do you get the progression? From baptism through the entire Epiphany season, the need, the promise, the challenge, the light of God's light, and finally God's love shine from Jesus, that Jesus' light will be the light of life. A picture that looks back to a star and forward to resurrection. In some ways, this morning is a rotation point when Jesus leads Peter and James and John to a presumably different mountain and challenges them not with words, but with his very presence. And with a little help from those two people from the Hebrew history, Elijah and Moses, and there is nothing normal about Jesus either. With his bright white, the power of the sun, God speaks out of the cloud, reflecting Jesus' baptism. This is my Son, the Beloved. That's what transfiguration is all about. It's not a ghost story. It's not a huge miracle story. It is the promise of Jesus beckoning us to the future, beckoning us through Lent to Easter resurrection, beckoning us to look very hard at the light that is his presence in our midst. No, Christine, we won't sing hallelujah for, 6 weeks? And yet, that hallelujah must always be in the back of our hearts as we remember the disciples on the mountain and the voice of God, my Son, the beloved, listen to him, for you are his disciples. Amen.
Amen.